Welcome to Style Soul Podcast, where creative style meets fashion, decor, and well-being. This is your host, Barbara Culkin. Join me at www.barbaraculkin.com, the place to style yourself and your space to success.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the 81st episode of Style Soul Podcast. Imagine living the gusto life, full of zest to the fullest. Sounds amazing, right? My wonderful guest today is Dr. Sylvia Patricia, and she is a mentor and lifestyle coach for mom entrepreneurs. And she uses a strategic approach to help mom entrepreneurs gain clarity and confidence in their life and business.
Sylvia, thank you so much for being my guest on Style Soul Podcast today.
Hi, Barbara. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation. It's lovely.
Oh, you are welcome. You are welcome. I'm so excited to interview you today because I feel like you have a wealth of knowledge with the arena of mom entrepreneurship. And I feel so many people have questions on this of running a business and being a mom. And I get that question a lot because I'm a mom entrepreneur myself. And I feel that you could share with us a little bit of your expertise. That would be great. So excited. I want to ask you if you could just share with us a little bit about your background and how you came to do the work that you're doing now and how it all began.
Well, that's absolutely a wonderful question, and thank you so much for asking. I also believe that everyone's story is so amazing, and I love to always learn how people get to where they are. So I would love to answer this question. My background began as a teacher, and I also worked with children with special needs and their families. And I've actually been working with women in different capacities for over 20 years now.
Oh, wow.
I have a bachelor's in psychology. I have a master's in counseling, and I have a doctorate in education. And one of the first things that I did was work for the University of Miami. And again, I worked with children with special needs and their parents and their families, which predominantly and usually were the moms that would now be bringing in the child. So I had a lot of close contact with them. Then I worked in a school setting, and then I also worked in a day treatment center, and again, very closely with the parents. And then after that, I've also worked in a hospital, and I've also worked in the home environment with families, and usually, again, with the moms. So when I finally got, you know, and then I got my master's degree, and then I did some counseling, and that was also when I look back with women. They weren't necessarily moms, but there were women of all different stages in their life. And then when I completed my doctorate degree, I moved into higher education, and I was part of developing a program that was for a bachelor's degree for teachers. So I worked predominantly, again, very few men were in this program, and they were usually women that were now going to complete their bachelor's degree to become teachers, or women that were transitioning from one job into the field of education.
Got it. So,
And then after that, I've also worked online, and again, amazingly enough, predominantly with women, and a lot of women that are moms and single moms, because the online arena provides the ability for women to receive an education, whereas they can still be a mom and do what they have to. And then when their kids go to sleep or are taking a nap or something like that, they can do their work. So what I have found is that although I was teaching online and I was teaching courses in education and also counseling, what I really, really loved and my common thread throughout was mentoring women. And this epiphany didn't really come to me until last year, when I realized that something that I was doing on the side was really what lit my fire. This was really something that I felt passionate about. I truly also believe that in life, women are amazing. And if you think about it, in life, if you're fortunate enough, you have a mother in your life that is a mentor, and you have that type of relationship. And then as you start to grow up, then you have, if again, if you're fortunate, you have a teacher, if you're, let's say, in high school, that you look up to. And then the same thing for college, which now it changes completely, and not everybody is fortunate. But again, if you have someone that can be a mentor to you, and in life you may have somebody, then you, you know, if you go down kind of the traditional route, and now if you end up getting a job and you get married and you do those things, then really what happens is that if you're fortunate, you have friends, but you don't really have a mentor or a coach.
Yeah.
And women are doing their own thing. And what I'm realizing is that there's a big demand for that. And everybody needs someone that is just steps ahead of them, or maybe more steps ahead of them, or someone that they look up to have as a sounding board, to have as a objective, sound advisor. Someone that can help you grow to become the better you that you know that you're capable of. And I also believe and have found that a mentor and a coach is no longer for the rich and famous. The landscape for moms, and now for mom entrepreneurs, is changing tremendously. Women have always been sort of like the behind the scenes. And I'm sure you've heard the saying of that they always say behind a great man is always a even greater woman. Well, what I'm finding now is that, and this is, again, just through informal observation and through my work with women for the past 20 years, is that women are stepping into their own light, and men are taking the back, the back seat. So if they're stepping into their own light, then again, like I said, the mentors are no longer, and the coaches are no longer for the rich and famous. Everybody has the ability, and mom entrepreneurs in particular are, I mean, it's almost like going from baby steps to literally walking to running. And I believe, and I believe that every woman needs to have a mentor or a coach in their life at different times in their life. One of the things that I hear often when I work with my mom entrepreneurs is that if their kids are young, then they have the issues that they're dealing with on trying to set a foundation for their children and at the same time build their business. And if their kids are older, and again, at every stage, there's a need for mentorship, you're trying to figure out how you're transitioning yourself and now helping your kids transition while still gaining and recognizing your own identity throughout. So that's a little bit about my background. So last year I decided to make the mentorship and coaching my main event. So I started with a someone that I worked with in order to develop my programs and my website. And just like everything in life, things happen sometimes. And my my father passed away, and that now took a tremendous amount of time for me because I needed to take time to grieve. And I also was there to help my mother during this very difficult time of a marriage of 50 years. And and that's what life is about, you know. And I had my person that I turned to that helped me throughout that time. And then I started again, and I'm currently in a business and coaching program. And I'm a strong believer that you are never, you can never learn enough. You're always constantly learning, and in order to constantly strengthen that muscle, you just always have to have it in practice. You have to be exercising it.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going through right now, and that's my background, and I am excited so much to be where I am today and working, like I said, primarily my heart is in helping other mom entrepreneurs up-level and create the life that they love and live it with gusto.
Excellent. I love it. I love it. It's so inspiring. Like super inspiring.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
So I want to ask you, being the lifestyle coach that you are, I see that you give, different tips and strategies on how to become more productive and prosperous. So I just want to know if you could just share a little bit with the audience about this process and how it works.
Okay. Well, my current brand, and I'm totally in love with it, is called The Gusto Life. And
I like
the gusto, the gusto life. I like it too. Thank you. The gusto life is what's amazing to me is that the word gusto really resonated with me because I'm Hispanic, so I found that gusto is actually a universal word because in Europe, if you're German, what gusto means.
Yeah.
And in English, gusto is usually kind of giving fervor and zest to something, whereas in Spanish, gusto means with pleasure and with style, and it means you're an expert at something. So I loved the word because I think that as women and especially as mom entrepreneurs, as we develop over time, there's nothing more beautiful than a woman that knows herself from the inside out and is an expert on herself. And you can see it clearly when you see there are some women that you think to yourself, wow, how did they get there? I mean, they look amazing on the outside. They know everything that works for them from the style, from the clothes, from the accessories, from the makeup. They eat a certain way. They know what works for them on the inside, and they have rituals and a repertoire that has gotten them to where they are.
Yeah.
Sometimes one of the things that I've learned about women in particular, and I've always been fascinated by that when I've seen women that just exude something that they're just beyond beautiful, and it goes beyond their physical attributions, and it's evident from the inside, and it's almost kind of like a soul's journey. It's something that happens definitely over time, and and there's effort in it. Something that I feel strongly about going back to the gusto life is, to me, gusto means pleasure, style, and zest. So that is the foundation to what drives all that I do with my work with mom entrepreneurs, which is to be in tune with what it is that your desires are, what it is that brings pleasure to you, because so much of that goes by the wayside when you're giving to everyone and you're the last one on the list.
That happens a lot when you're a mom.
Yes, and it really does. And originally, I really wanted to work primarily with women in their 30s and their 40s, but now I'm finding that really my work should go even younger, because when you're a young mom, these are lessons that you should learn from the beginning. And I wish somebody would have said that to me a long time ago, because then again, I would have been building my repertoire. I wouldn't have been now in my late 30s and in my 40s building this. This could have been in my 20s, which would be so much more essential for me and powerful.
And then
the idea of style, and again, that goes by the wayside, and that is something that is almost like a signature for a woman. When you see a woman that dresses a certain way, and I mean, I'm all for you can wear your sweatpants if that's your style and that's what you want, but really own it. And really, it's not about just making unconscious decisions. It's really about knowing what suits you the best. It's kind of
exactly.
like a tailor. And knowing
yeah.
that this type of fabric is flattering for you, that this color looks good on you, and you can just build out from there. And
yes.
and cotton makes you feel good when you're sleeping at night with
mm-hmm.
a pajama, or maybe silk does. It's
mm-hmm.
things like that that we're so unconscious to that can increase the quality of your life so much. And it's
exactly.
beauty in the everyday and making the ordinary extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final piece to me is the zest,
yeah,
which is the action. And I think that you can build your repertoire and you can learn all of these things about yourself. But when it really comes into fruition is when you put it into action and you implement it.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I so agree with you because I'm an interior and fashion stylist, and
mm-hmm.
I actually show people those steps as well as,
mm-hmm.
you know, combining both what you surround yourself with, what inspires you, down to your clothes, down to the way you feel. And it's so true. People don't really realize that even by hanging a certain picture on your wall that inspires
uh-huh.
you really carries out a certain vibration in your life and in
exactly.
your everyday, as well as the clothes. And it's funny because sometimes people aren't really too, you know, in tune with that. But when you really think about it, it's very true. It's just being in a certain environment uplifts you. And if you're in an environment that's not really, it kind of makes you feel of a lower energy. And it's very true. I totally agree. Totally agree.
It's amazing how that can impact you.
Yeah.
It really is. If you are
mm-hmm.
wearing, let's say, for example, just an uncomfortable pair of shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that? What information is that sending to your brain?
That's right.
As
and
far
I
as what
share
you're doing
that.
At that moment.
I love it. That's,
mm-hmm.
It's so true because I share that all the time. The shoes, I'm all about comfort and making
yes.
them look good. So if you have
exactly.
shoes that are killing you and you're walking around, you don't portray
Find
that
a
confidence.
Different pair of shoes.
Exactly.
It's very simple, right, Barbara?
I know.
But
it
what
is.
Happens
it
is,
is.
Sometimes you actually need someone to point that out to you.
Yeah.
Because we're
I
so
know.
Busy going around doing all mm-hmm. of these other things and meeting the needs for everybody else that we don't
yeah.
take a moment to tune into ourselves. And we finally get the message when you get, like, something on your foot that now you're either getting a pain and you have to see someone, and hopefully
yeah.
you do. But sometimes that doesn't even happen.
I know. Oh, it's so
Truly.
Funny. It is.
Truly.
It's
simple, so simple. But again, people, sometimes you really, and especially as a mom, and especially
yeah.
as a mom entrepreneur, you need someone, and I feel strongly about it, to point out something so simple like that. Just what you're wearing, what you're smelling, if you like perfume, how that
mm-hmm.
lifts you, if you're into essential oils.
Yes, exactly.
You feel amazing by just getting, instead of a regular tea, maybe a tea that has an aroma to it. I
mm-hmm.
mean, there's luxury in that.
Yeah.
And that's actually one of my rituals every night. I have a tea that I absolutely love, and it's almost like it's like a special treat for me every night when I drink it.
What kind of tea
I get my
is
special
it?
Tea cup. I will have to go and look at it, but it's one of the ones,
okay.
the yogi ones that has
oh,
the affirmation on it.
I like those. Yeah, they have a little personal note, and
yes.
they're cute.
So it's almost kind of like a special treat. I don't know what,
yeah.
you know, God is going to say to me. For me, that's
mm-hmm.
what I believe in. And
yeah.
then just smelling it, you know, it tastes delicious. You know, it has like plum in it, and it has a rose scent to it. I mean, it's pure luxury to me.
Yeah. Simple yet life-changing, right?
Yes. Yes.
So I see that you help mom entrepreneurs create the lifestyle and business that they desire, or if they're wanting to make a change like this in their life. Like, what kind of steps do they need to take to make this a reality? How would they get started? What do you suggest?
Well, one of the things that I would suggest is that they take a moment to be quiet and introspective. Mm-hmm. I think that that's the first step in any mm-hmm. type of growth that you want to make in your life. Mm-hmm. Because without that, then you have no idea what it is that you truly desire.
Yeah.
And it seems simple and almost something that wouldn't be necessary, but I do always recommend that you begin, and I know that people have probably heard this, but putting your thoughts down after having a moment of silence,
mm-hmm.
it can be very transformational.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know really what's going to come out. So that could be either through prayer or meditation. And that's something that I recommend that you do throughout the day. It doesn't have to just be in the morning, and it doesn't have to be that you have to go away to a retreat and not speak for 3 days or anything like that. It doesn't have to be extreme. It could be a time when you're trying to make a decision as to whether or not you feel comfortable with something that someone just said to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take a moment, and it's okay to pause and not have to respond at that moment and really tune into what it is that you believe and what is best for you.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. I love it. I love it. It's true. I love those moments of inspiration you get sometimes if you're just, and it's always the right thing. That's what it is. Sometimes when you're just in that peaceful space, even if it's for a few moments, and you could then just be up and about, you know, taking a shower or shopping or driving and just get this insightful moment, like something clicked.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, wow, I have to check into
mm-hmm.
that. Or, wow, I should
yes.
really look this up. And it feels like God's speaking to you. Or you have
exactly.
your divine team whispering in your ear. And I absolutely
exactly.
love those moments. And it's so important.
Yes.
Sometimes people are just like, is it just like a inkling? Is it something that I should look into? And I always say to
mm-hmm.
people, even if you feel it's like some sort of little hunch that you're not even sure about, even if it sounds
mm-hmm.
silly in your head, just look into it anyway, because it could
yes.
be a step in the right direction all the time.
Yes.
So important to listen to that little voice, that intuition that's whispering to you. And it always comes in the quiet moments, like you say.
Yes, and what's even more important is just the whole thought on
mm-hmm.
that. A lot of times we turn outward to seek answers, but really
mm-hmm.
the answers are within, and I truly do
yeah.
believe that. That is a very profound statement, and again, if you take a moment to just listen to yourself, you have all the answers. I truly do believe
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Very true. So, Sylvia, since we're both mom entrepreneurs, how do you balance your business, motherhood, and just staying on the holistic path and staying mindful? How do you do it?
That's an excellent question. One of the things that I believe is essential is developing a repertoire that works for you.
Okay.
I think that rituals and repertoires are very important, and that's
mm-hmm.
something that you develop over time. So, for example, based on that, one of the things that is essential to me, and I believe that this is essential to everybody, is movement.
Yeah.
Moving every single day, and that is not only good for your heart and your physical, but it's also very, very, very important for your mental health.
Mm.
So it's something that can be overlooked, and I know that it's not something that everybody, when you think of movement or exercise, some people just say, well, that's not for me. But there are
yeah.
many different ways that you can move, and it doesn't have to be running a marathon.
Yeah.
I particularly love to run, and that's
mm-hmm.
my kind of time to get divine downloads. I mean, I get so much information during that time. It's amazing to me. So it's like critical for me to do it every single day, just some sort of running, because it's almost like my time of, like, my zone of genius. But everybody, I think, needs to find what works for them. Sometimes if I can't do that, then I am mindful of not sitting down for a long time, and I will set on my phone a timer so that I know and I'm cognizant of maybe every hour getting up, and I will literally go and jump rope or just do some jumping jacks, or even just recently last year I got a hula hoop for my daughter, and then we started doing that like for fun, and it really feels great.
You know, bring back memories too.
it's fun. I mean, who says that it's gotta stop when you're 11?
That's right.
And again, the whole idea is moving. You have to have some sort of movement in your life every day. Mm-hmm. So, and again, it's just essential things, you know, drinking lots of water, moving, praying, and also getting enough sleep.
Exactly. I agree.
The basics. I mean, they're not, nothing's a secret.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of nothing. It's a matter of implementing it, and that's where the zest comes in. And life, what I find is one of the keys to life is maintenance, and especially as a mom, as you get older, I mean, you can get tired raising your kids.
Yes,
you know,
and
giving to everybody else. So tune into yourself, give to yourself first, and maintain yourself first, in order to be even better for everybody else.
I love that, what you said, divine downloads. That's so cool. I love that. That's so cute. So I have a fun question for you. What's that?
I think we all get them.
Go ahead. Oh, I know, but I just love it. I never heard that term, divine download. I like that. Very clever. I like it. So fun question for you. I know you said running, but what's another fun and favorite way that keeps you energized and just holistically balanced on an everyday basis? Like, what keeps you going?
One of the things that really keeps me going is connecting with nature.
I agree.
Going outside, it's amazing, again, and we discussed this a little bit earlier on in this conversation, but we discussed how environment impacts you. And it's very easy to be inside, depending on what the weather is like outside, and not even realize that we are connected to life and the universe, and that this is all a cycle, and we are not in isolation. And I think that that is something that is vital to every human being. And again, as a mom entrepreneur, it's amazing what could happen when, and I sometimes just give this example, which is, guess what? Give yourself a timeout. Like, literally take a break and go outside, and you literally see things differently.
Yeah, you do in a moment when you just change your atmosphere for a little while. I love it. I love it. That's like my son was doing Legos the other day, and he was getting so frustrated because he just couldn't get it right in that one piece. And I said, listen, why don't we just go outside, run around for a little bit, you'll come back, and you'll look at it with fresh eyes. Because I know when I was in college, I was the same way. You just needed a break. I would go get a cup of coffee and come back, and then you're like, and you approach the situation differently. So whenever anyone's struggling with something, you're just trying, like beating your head, trying to figure it out. I always suggest to people, I always suggest to clients just, you know, take a breather, take a walk around the block, get a cup of coffee, do something, run around a minute, come back. And then it's funny because when he did come back, he figured it out. He looked at it. He was all refreshed from being outdoors. He's like, wow, and he easily put it together. But it's so
wonderful.
True. Even if it's amazing. It's amazing how you do that, and especially if you're just, I find nature being very inspiring. And I'm very affected by weather and nature. I feel it uplifts me. And it's funny because even when it's like a really dark, cloudy, rainy day, I kind of feel very tired. I just kind of want to go into myself. And I just have this urge to like cleanse then, even like in my house and just clear stuff out if there's nothing to clear out. I just kind of feel that. But it's funny.
So wonderful that you're in. so wonderful that you're in tune with that.
Yes, very
and
much so.
And that you can kind of readjust according
mm-hmm.
to the fact that you recognize that that's happening. So, for example, since you live up north, obviously
mm-hmm.
you have a longer time where it's cold and dreary
yeah.
and the
yes.
sunshine is out less often. And
yeah.
now you know that when that time comes, then you
mm-hmm.
can make changes in your life to help you during that
mm-hmm.
time. You can go visit family in other parts of the world. You know,
yeah.
you can go to other places. You can watch movies that are maybe more uplifting and more comedy.
Exactly.
You can, you can definitely, like you said, it's almost like you can do what you need to do to readjust
mm-hmm.
because the environment is not the one that's dictating you. You dictate you.
Yeah. Very true. Such
that's great that you're.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
It is. And I totally agree with the nature. I feel you. I totally understand it, and I agree 120%.
And it's, you know,
it's
available to all of us. It's available
yes.
to all of us all of the time. It's just
oh,
right
yeah.
there.
Now, Sylvia, if anyone wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best way to reach you if they wanted to connect with you? If you could share your website or your contact information or anything else you'd love to share.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. If someone would love to connect with me, and I always love making new friends, they
mm-hmm.
can reach me at sylvia@drsylviapatricia.com. You can email me there. My website is currently under reconstruction, but again, if you go to the website, you'll see my contact information there. And then right now, also with regard to my business and my programs, I have two programs that I work with mom entrepreneurs in particular. My signature program is Live the Gusto Life, and that is a 90-day one-on-one private mentorship and coaching program in
mm-hmm.
which we are able to, during that time, work on gaining clarity and confidence in either their life or their business. It's completely
mm-hmm.
It's completely customized to the mom, so depending on where she is, I really truly do believe that if you're having difficulties in your life, that impacts your business, and if you're having difficulty in your business, that impacts your life.
Mm-hmm.
So the work that I do with the mom entrepreneurs is very unique and very special,
mm-hmm.
and the transformations have been amazing. And a package that I am currently working on and that I'm going to be offering is very unique, and I'm super excited about it. And
mm-hmm.
basically, it's going to be a program where I work with a mom entrepreneur in a container of 4 to 6 weeks. And we will have a total, but I'm flexible with this, of approximately 12 hours in which I will help the mom that has now gained clarity and confidence prepare for a photo shoot.
Oh,
so
wow.
this photo shoot for them will be a photo shoot that will be either for pictures for their website, because
mm-hmm.
obviously if you're a mom entrepreneur, now you're kind of doing something for your business, or
yeah.
maybe it's just for a mom that wants to do something for herself and commemorate herself.
Yeah.
Right?
Beautiful.
So taking pictures, amazingly enough, can be very stressful for some women, and they have a hard time being visible and seeing and showing up for that in itself. So through my work with them, with helping them build their confidence, I also happen to have a long line besides my educational background and professional background. From
mm-hmm.
a very young age, I have been designing my own clothes. My mother was a seamstress, so from the age of 7, I've been designing things, and from the buttons to the fabric to the pattern and making it
Ooh.
My own up through my prom dress. It's something that, again, women are amazing and they have so many talents and they don't even realize how they can package it and be of service to others with it.
Yes, true.
So this is something that I've always done. I love fashion and I have a tremendous style eye. And also with regards to photography, for the past almost 18 years, besides taking my family, my annual family picture, I have helped other friends and family take their own portraits. And this is something that, let's say, for example, you're taking a picture in November. I start working with this project in July or June with regards to picking out the clothes and what the theme is going to be and the feel and all of that. And it's all driven by inspiration. So I would work. It's almost kind of like coaching meets fashion and photography. That's what this package is about. So then I would work with you in order to figure out what it is that you want to translate and portray through your photography ahead of time. And then we would also pick out clothes according to the color and, again, the fabric and the style that is flattering, not only for the photo shoot, but that is sustainable and that you can now implement in your everyday life, because a woman is always looking to up-level themselves, and this would be part of the transition. And then I would work with them up to the photo shoot. And this package in particular that I have coming up is going to be available in Paris in September.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
It's going to be based in Miami, and that's going to be available during the cooler months, which are going to be December, January, and February. But this package in particular is going to be available in Paris, and I'm going to be working with two different photographers, so the person will get to pick whoever it is that they feel that they are resonating with their style. And I will be available for them not only through the coaching beforehand and the preparation, but also for the day of the photo shoot. I am there completely to provide style guidance, creative direction, and the coaching.
That sounds amazing. Amazing.
And you know what? I think that every woman should have an opportunity to do something like this. I was able to, which was so exciting for me, to do some of this for the first time in Florence. And I was just there now in June. And I collaborated with a photographer and I worked with a mom entrepreneur. And that's what I was able to do, provide her with style guidance and creative direction. And now I'm going to work on it in a bigger capacity now in Paris in September. So that's the package that I'm beyond excited about. And I think that every woman should have an opportunity to do something like that for themselves. I mean, it's beyond a treat. It's beyond a luxury. Amazing. You end up with amazing pictures. And again, sometimes it's just even difficult to look at yourself and what you really look like in a picture.
Yeah. True. Yeah. It's amazing. This sounds so cool. So cool. So if anyone is interested in these wonderful opportunities that Sylvia is providing, please contact her because this sounds so cool. I love it.
Thank
Sylvia.
You.
Sylvia,
thank you
I had
so
such
much,
an amazing
Barbara.
Time on our podcast interview today. This
I
was so
know.
Great. I love
it's been
connecting
so
with
to
you.
Connect with you.
Yeah. I know. This was great. I learned so much, and it's amazing. I'm sure the audience got just as much of an impact as I did. So this was beautiful.
Thank you
I want
so
to
much.
Thank you so much for being my guest. And
you're
we
awesome,
will
Barbara.
Be in touch. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
If you enjoyed this episode of Style Soul Podcast, like it and share it with your friends. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode and share your comments at www.barbaraculkin.com and get the Style Scoop by signing up. Feel fabulous, look stylish, and live beautifully. Thanks for listening and talk to you next time on Style Soul Podcast.